me. It's too much moving and shuffling the papers. I'm sorry, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. And no, we didn't get married. I'm still trying to be a priest. But anyway, y'all, here's what's happening in celebrity news. Y'all, the prayer warriors are being solicited, and Ebony's one of your duties. And let's pray, honey, for Miss Tamika Foster right now. Baby, TMZ is reporting, y'all, that within 60 days or less than 60 days, y'all, Usher could kick Tamika out of their beautiful Georgia mansion. Now, they're saying, y'all, that
she don't live there anyway, do she?
Yes, she's still living in the mansion, y'all. They're saying that Tamika is currently living there, but under the divorce settlement, Usher can sell the property whenever he wants, as long as he gives Tamika a 60-day heads up. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Tamika is living in fear right now that Usher is going to pull the trigger and leave her buried in legal debt and no place with all them cheering to live. So she's asking for Usher to buy her a permanent house and for her and the kids. And they're saying that Usher is responding, no way, no how. He said, I already gave this heifer enough doggone money and I'm not giving her no more. And they're saying that's why there are judges in business and the trial going to continue this month. So let's pray.
Oh, man.
Please,
I just hate that. Buy the girl a house, man.
Well, hell, Dion, they bought Pilar one. He kicked her out, too. Let's talk about that then.
What?
Dion kicked Pilar out. Ain't nobody say buy her a house.
Well, she got $1 million.
She ain't got nothing yet.
She ain't got, thank you, Helen. Tamika ain't got nothing yet. He said he gave her a lot of money.
I don't think Tamika got a lot from that divorce.
Yeah, she got a lot from the divorce. Hell, with all these doggone men just kicking these women out like they damn rag dolls. Y'all better get with smart girl. I'll talk to y'all counterparts, honey, on how to get the money before you get kicked out.
Shout out to 123move.com.
Stay on Section 8.
Do something, child. But moving on, honey, in other celebrity news, Russell Simmons is my new BFF, baby. It's being reported that Russell Simmons, y'all, penned a blog the other day, y'all, about Rihanna. The blog title was called Get Off Rihanna's Ick. He said, first of all, y'all, he said, all these people, honey, all these rappers, honey, talking about this good girl gone bad. He said, as far as he's concerned, y'all, don't get your damn panties up in a doggone bunch, y'all. He said, it's just that she's out there allegedly effing the rock stars of her dream, and you're out there effing groupies. He's talking about their Sandy, talking about Chris Brown, y'all. Because he said, first of all, you can't get mad at Rihanna because she was seen walking out of Ashton Kutcher's house late night. He said, because, honey, no, if you were seen walking out of Adriana Lama's house one night, he said, you would be in the studio the next damn day rapping about it. He said, I mean, that you got 50 girls in your videos drooling all over you and you dissing Rihanna? He said, I can't blame a girl for being independent, having fun, and living her life the way she wants to. He said, I'm certainly not condoning indiscriminate sex, but don't get mad because the girl won't give it to you any doggone more. He said, you got to remember that he was once a manager for Run DMC, LL Cool J, the Houdini, and all these guys. And guess what? Houdini wrote a song, I'm a hoe, and honey, he said, then they went on the rap, I rock three different girls every show. So he said, honey,
you know I'm a hoe.
Nah. So hey. He said, so why everybody getting mad at a doggone woman doing it? Man been doing it since the beginning of time. So let a woman have fun and do what she wants.
I still think she should be a lady. I'm sorry.
She's still a lady, but honey, if she was not in the media, nobody would know how many men she slept with. Men need
you
to learn how to be men.
You can be famous and sleep with a lot of men without being
well, men
it.
Need to learn how to be men and let the boys, all these she crazy boys going on out here, not killing up folks and doing all kind of crazy stuff. We need more boys to be men.
She just needs to know how to move better than she has.
Is it just me, Cracker? In the last 6 to 8 months, it seems like she's kind of leaning towards, I'm just going to say, the slutty side. Just a little.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you can link her to too like many her. Celebrities. Exactly. She just has to learn how to move.
That
better.
Don't mean she just slept with all those doggone people because they linked them to her. That don't mean she slept with them.
And most of those people probably pogo sticked on.
Do y'all know the difference between a hoe and a slut?
Mm-mm.
A slut will do it. Anybody, but a hoe will do it. Everybody but you.
Okay. The Kahlua today is a great color. It's one of my favorite spring Kahlua. My Kahlua today is Hungry Chick. On the high end, you say Hungry Chick, and on the low end, say Lavender. A great Kahlua for today.
I told you about that time.
Boy, you can call me back.
I work for that dude. He sexually harassed everybody but me.
You're mad.
I'm like, why don't mess with me?
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.